The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Around here, isn't it? That's obviously Fresh FM broadcasting from the Golden Bay studio. Yeah, rock music. I guess I'm showing my age. That's all I sort of play is rock music. It's like, oh my goodness, it's a 400-year-old genre. A bit like classical, a bit like dance parties, actually, when you think of it. I mean, goodness, I go to some of them and it's like, this music's 30 years old now. Why are the kids still here? Yeah. Anyway, don't worry about what I get up to. It's what yous get up to, and if you're going to get up to anything, gardening should be a thing, and if you want to grow a good garden, if I was you, I'd get a bit of dolomite on it. And I say that because the show is sponsored by Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite. And if you'd like to get some in your ground, I'll give them a call, 525-9843. If you don't know what dolomite is, it's a great soil conditioning sort of fertiliser type thing made from crushed up rock from out of Collingwood Way. Totally organic. It's just crushed up rock. It's got great ratios of magnesium and calcium in it compared to other minerals. And it works well in your soil, give you the goodness to go. So get hold of Solly's, 525-9843. And thanks for sponsoring this show. And onwards and upwards, like I said, it's all about rock. Of course, it's all about rock. What else do I know? I'm old.
Hey, things. I had a couple of things to say. But they slipped my mind, and my mind slipped away. We were lying back in the grass, watching the stars. And you explain how the world's turning round and spinning round the sun. And everything's drifting further and further apart. Distance, that's what we need. And you said, didn't you get that from some old hippie song? Well, hold on, hold on tight, look up. Stars make a face, there's a crown, there's a smile. He's here, he's here. Nothing could be better in another world. He's here, King Bear. If you get to the bar, please get me another
Snuffy.
What?
I know. You know, Ernie and Bert, they live in a little basement apartment right down there. Yeah, maybe you could meet one of them.
Oh, Bert, I'd love to. Oh, maybe this is my lucky day.
Yeah, well, I'll give it a try. Hey, Ernie! Bert! Hey, I want you to meet my friend, Mr. Snuffleupagus. Ernie! Bert! Come meet Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Big Bird, I don't have time to meet imaginary friends right now.
Who are you talking to, Bird?
Hi, Ernie. I was just yelling out to Big Bird that I don't want to meet his imaginary friend right now.
He's not imaginary, Bert. He's real.
He's not imaginary, Bert. He's real.
No, Big Bird says he's real, but no one else on Sesame Street has ever seen him. Not me, or Maria, or Mr. Hooper, so he's not real, Ernie.
Oh, I bet he's nice if he's Big Bird's friend.
Hmm? Yeah. Well, he's probably nice, but he's not real. He's imaginary. We've talked about imagination before.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's when you make up all kinds of things with your mind and you pretend, right, Bert?
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, like right now, I can imagine a huge ice cream sundae with 5 different flavors of ice cream and chocolate sauce and marshmallow sauce and on top a great big cherry, and it looks delicious, Bert.
Mmm. Oh, that's right. That's it, yeah. But I don't see it because you imagined it.
You don't see it? That's too bad, Bert, because it looks delicious. Mmm.
You're eating it?
Mmm.
Oh. Well, see, that's terrific. See, that's good. That's imagination.
Mmm.
You've got a good imagination, too, Ernie.
A good imagination? Bert, I have a great imagination.
Just like Big Bird.
Come on, Snuffy. I guess we'll just have to give up for today. Let's go.
Okay, Bird.
Ernie, come quick. Ernie, I see Snuffleupagus. Hurry.
What, Bert?
I see him, Snuffleupagus. He's brown and big. Hurry. Look.
Gee, Bert, I don't see a thing. You sure do have some imagination, Bert.
I did see him just a second ago. You don't understand.
Why, I understand perfectly, Bert. When you imagine something, nobody else but you can see it, right?
But
we just went over all that. I guess all this talk about imagination went to your head, Bert. But don't worry, old buddy, because it's good to have a good imagination. See you later, Bert.
But, no, Ernie. I did see him. I think.
I was born like a star whose light had gone out long ago. The longer I live, the farther I find I've gotta go. Through cheating girls and tripping thrills, I know I've lost a good part of my life. But I'll do it again, as will most men. I keep on till I die. Now I'm sitting in my one-man room, one day at a time. Think about the time that's passed and a good old friend of mine. We ran 'em hard, hit every bar on the line. Now it's all done, but we put some memories in our minds. And it was worth everything we went through. And it was worth everything we went through. There ain't hardly been a time when life's been too good to lose. But I surely know that I'm always free to choose. Then the times when I'm up and the ones when I'm down keep changing every day, but never go, they're always around. And it was worth everything we went through. It was worth everything we went through. Thank you.
entered the president's plush Oval Office and told him the horrible news about the blob. He keeled over.
Arrgh!
My God, he's fainted.
Yeah. Give him artificial respiration. Now, wait a minute. This is serious. Give him the real thing.
It was then I realized something wasn't quite right. How come the president's eyeballs were both on the same side of his nose? Why had his legs just walked out of the room? Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? I mentioned the magic word, nymphomania. And suddenly, the president recovered.
I just can't believe it, Kremen.
I know, but it's true, sir.
Yeah, it's as true as I'm both standing here.
Okay, I'll call in my Secretary of State. Now, what was his name? It used to be Henry Kissinger. Now, is it Jaime Schwartz or Philly Buster or...
I don't know. I wonder who's Kissinger now.
Damn it, Kremen, this is no time for songs.
Yeah, Captain, we gotta do something big quick.
Wait a minute.
What?
Let's do what we always do in the movies, when faced with an alien monster.
What's that?
Let's blast it to bits.
But do we have anything big and powerful enough?
It was at that moment that the president let me into a state secret.
Our scientists are working on a totally new device, Kremen.
Really?
It's a nuclear-powered, self-launching, photon-assisted, digital, intercontinental ballistic missile that seeks out its target even in the dead of night with its own computerized radar unit.
Gee, that sounds great.
There's only one snag.
What's that?
This morning, the elastic broke. However, I do have a reserve plan. I call it B.
I A cloud of eiderdown draws around me, softening the sound. Sleepy time, and I lie with my love by my side, and she's breathing low. And the candle dies, when night comes down, you lock the door, the book falls to the floor. Falls and waves roll by, the seasons change, the wind is warm. Now wakes the owl, now sleeps the swan, behold a dream, the dream is gone.
Fresh FM. Thanks for all sticking around. I'd also like to give a special thanks out there to all the people of Onikaka. What a wonderful community the people of Onikaka are. They're just the most loving, sweet bunch. And yeah, big shout out to them. Anyway. And thanks to our sponsor, Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite. If you'd like to get a bit of dolomite, give them a call, 525-9843. Good old dolomite. Get your soil into a good position to grow good food. It'll help.
I'm not too tall, Mom.
I can't miss that. In between two tall mountains, there's a place they call Lonesome don't see why they call it lonesome. I'm never lonesome when I go there. See that bird sitting on my windowsill? Well, he's saying whippoorwill all the night through. See that brook running by my kitchen door? Well, it couldn't talk no more if it was you. Up that tree, there's sort of a squirrel thing. Sounds just like we did when we were quarreling. In the yard, I keep a pig or two. They drop in for dinner like you used to do. I don't stand in the need of company with everything I see talking like you. Up that tree, there's sort of a squirrel thing. Sounds just like we did when we were quarreling. You may think you left me all alone, but I can hear you talk without a telephone. I don't stand in the need of company with everything I see talking like you. See that bird sitting on my windowsill? Well, he's saying whippoorwill all the night through. Just whippoorwill all the night through. In between two tall mountains there's a place they call lonesome. Don't see why they call it lonesome. I'm never lonesome now I live there.
When did you write that?
We'll be right back.
Like you've used up all your allowance of experiences. Head well where the mass of two well-known people.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.